Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Paths of Empowerment podcast with Shelly Schultz-Boris and myself, Becky Byrne. We are so grateful to have with us this morning, Laura DeFranco. Welcome, Laura.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We are excited. We're so excited because you have a book launch that you just started.
Yes.
Please tell us. If people could see me, I'm kind of excited. I just finished reading it last night. So go, Laura.
Oh, I'm glad that you read it. Thank you so much. Thanks for letting me talk about it out of the gate because honestly, the energy is so high still right now. We're in the middle of launch week. We hit number one Amazon bestseller in the first day. And we're also an international bestseller, number one in Canada. And so it's been so exciting.
That is amazing. So yeah, the name of the book is The Ultimate Guide to Self-Healing Techniques. Now, you said there's a subtitle to that as well. What is that, Laura?
25 Home Practices and Tools for Peak Holistic Health and Wellness.
I love it. And I understand this is a collaborative effort. So just give us a snippet about the book and the people that have joined you in this, in the pages.
Yeah, thank you. The 25 means that there are 25 expert authors contributing. And gals, I woke up on March 20th, you know, realize if you look at the calendar, that's just about 6 weeks ago. And I woke up from a dream and it was the idea to do a collaborative book. I had never done one, been the lead of one before. I had been in them, but not as the lead. And so I ran to my computer. I typed a little note in my Facebook group with my ladies who have taken a class with me. And I said, ladies, who wants to do this? And in 24 hours, I had 17 yeses. In 48 hours, I had all 24 collaborators. And Now 6 weeks later, it's up and it's a number one Amazon bestseller. Like, does that even happen?
Yes,
Yes.
Kind of like the stuff dreams are made of, wouldn't you say? And like you said, it kind of came from a dream. So,
yes.
Wow.
Something so much bigger than me has been in the driver's seat ever since that morning. I have felt that energy. It's been palpable the whole way through in so many different ways. But these amazing authors are, you know, they're badass. I mean, they talk about all kinds of topics from meditation to trigger point release to clearing ancestral energy to breath work.
I like that one, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I always like to throw that one in there.
I like that one. Personally, I did that one last night. So, yay.
Awesome. Awesome.
I had to throw that in there. Sorry to interrupt, Laura. Keep going.
No, it's just there's so many. And, you know, honestly, one of my biggest goals was to have everybody be able to have a full experience in any of the chapters they read. And so I didn't want to just give you a teaser. I wanted you to get to the end of a chapter and a tool and have had an experience you could talk about. Mm. And I think the authors did that brilliantly.
And I like it. I mean, I did order the hard copy, but I did the Kindle. What I liked about the Kindle is that you can link and then actually see the person who and get a touch point of who they are really. And then they give the technique with that. I really appreciate that. I think that's a great driven for a self-healing tool. I really like that a lot, Laura.
Thank you. I mean, I think that the authentic stories these authors are sharing are healing in and of themselves. And just getting to know the person behind that mission. And, you know, it's a special group of people, the ones who chose to help people for a living. And, you know, this group is, oh man. Yeah. I mean, I could talk all day long about how awesome they are. I hope they know it.
But that's why you have the links that you can get to know them.
You can.
And you can even have, you know, learn more and delve into their expertise or, you know, or learn. What I like too is I know I have personally have clients that are afraid to ask about certain techniques because they don't know who to go to, like the ancestral, you know, or healing energy or Reiki, or, oh, I never heard of this one.
Exactly.
You know, And so this is a real good go-to point, I think, you know, to go research more.
Yes. I love that you said that part of it. Another big goal of mine, you know, being a healthcare practitioner, it was holistic physical therapy for me. I've been practicing 30 years now. And over my time of learning all the different things, the one thing I didn't like was when a teacher would talk about their way being the only way, because I knew better. You know, there's so many people in the world and there's so many different ways to be on a healing journey. And so the goal with the book was to give people some hope, say, hey, look at all these different ways you can learn. I mean, what if there's something you haven't learned yet that could change everything? I love that question.
Absolutely. And also, so let's back up just a little bit. Let's talk about some of the different healing techniques. I know Shelley had mentioned the ancestral clearing. So let's back up and say, are all of the 25 contributors, including yourself, talking about holistic practices? Are they, let's kind of delve into to what paradigm we're in.
Yeah, definitely holistic practices, mind, body, soul types of things. I mean, you know, all healing is integrated if you're doing it right. And I think authentic healing is holistic. But we've gotten into the habit of, you know, saying things like holistic and alternative, where really this stuff is becoming mainstream. Why? Because it works better. You know, it works better in terms of there's more longstanding results. The results stick. They can be built upon because they're addressing all aspects of a human being and not just one part of them. Right. That's why holistic is so important. But the other thing with that is that, you know, we span the non-woo to the woo spectrum here. We've got all of it. And we have all of it on purpose. And I promised my authors I would stop using that language. I remember saying woo to one of them one day, and they're like, what does that mean? I'm like, oh my gosh, you don't know what that means. That's so brilliant.
Right. Know? Absolutely. So there, yeah, I find that there is a paradigm shift.
Yes.
Okay, so let's take the modality Reiki, for example. Yeah. You know, Shelley and I, gosh, Shelley, I can't remember when I took my Reiki class with you, but it seems like quite a while.
Oh, with the one I gave you or the one you had before?
Well, yeah, I've had a couple, but the point of it is it was a long time ago. And at that time,
almost 20 years ago. Maybe.
Yeah. So in that
wow. time,
We're in a conservative part of the country, the upper Midwest, and people weren't aware of it.
Right.
And now, as I look around, just in our local community, we have quite a handful of people that not only are aware of Reiki, but are Reiki practitioners themselves. So the growth and the knowledge about different modalities, like you said, have become so much more mainstream, and it's not so taboo.
I love that. Yes.
Yeah. So have you found that to be true in your own work?
Yes. I love listening to you talk about that just now, especially for your area that you're living in. And just, it's, you know, interesting that you brought up Reiki in particular. Many of the authors are Reiki trained, and one of them in particular is writing about intuition from a Reiki aspect. Dr. Alice Langholt is a PhD who has built her entire business on Reiki, the Reiki Awakening Academy. Oh my gosh, this woman is so amazing. And I feel so honored to have her in our book. But you know, there's real results to be had when you learn about your own intuition and how to feel in your body those messages, right? It's very powerful.
Yeah. Yes.
Very powerful. Hey, I'm going to go, because the way my mind thinks. And Laura, your avenue tool really opened up with words, right? You're writing, because you not only wrote this book, you have at least 8 or 10. How many other books do you have?
I am working on my 10th. So the current launch is number 9, and working on my 10th. It'll probably come out later this year. Yeah, I've written a word or two.
And you have a podcast yourself.
I do.
I mean, we could we could go on, and you have so many things going. And I know this promotion of this book was to help other, I'm guessing in another part of your business also.
Yes,
right?
For sure. I mean, the mission right now is to help other practitioners and healers get their words out into the world in a bigger way. So Brave Healer Productions Publishing Services is launched and ready to roll. And I want to help you talk about yourself and what you do in a way that the world not only gets it for the first time, but really understands the possibility there for themselves.
So what can you explain or do a visual with the production? What is it? What kind of clients, or what is the client going to get, or I don't know the right word.
Oh, well, the publishing services, book into the world. So the, the nonfiction signature book that represents your business is what turns me on. And just talking about who you are and what you do and telling your story and then sharing your tools with the world so that you have a way to introduce people to what you do. And so it's that book I am interested in publishing, helping you publish and spreading the word about.
So that's part of your classes that you do also? Is it that mentorship, just doing writing a book? Is that where you're going? Or are you also helping them show how to, let's say someone's just starting a business that way? Because I know you wrote a book, your high vibe business, that was geared to how to start a business. Are you fine tuning your niche, or
you got it. It's having to do with those words that you're sharing. I'm also an international blogger and blogging expert. I'm a certified content marketer. And so if you're wanting to write words and share words that turn your prospective clients on to the point of they want to work with you, then I'm your gal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I find that I feel like we've taken a turn in how we market our services. And I read through your previous book called Brave Healing, A Guide for Your Journey. And what was so wonderful about that was how you were able to share your story and how you were able to then provide tools, which opens people up to the other services that you provide. And I've heard the term story selling.
Yeah.
And do you find that, speak a little bit about about how we learn from each other through the story.
Definitely. Thanks for asking about that and mentioning that is my nonfiction signature book. Brave Healing is the book I'm talking about.
It's fantastic.
Thank you so much. If I share my story with you, my authentic, real, raw, it's all me kind of story, I am building no love and trust with you. If I want you to do this healing stuff, I better go first. And so honestly, it's part of my duty to trailblaze that. So one of the ways I trailblaze that, walking my walk, is by sharing my real stories with you. And these books are called teaching memoirs for a reason. Because, you get me, you get part of my memoir, my real story of my real life. And you can read the story and you can kind of nod your head and you can see yourself in it. And yes, that's a piece of selling who I am and what I do to the world. Honestly, we got to get over the bad vibes that we have built around selling ourselves and our offerings, because it's not really about us anymore. It's about the person's life we change or even save if we get brave enough to share our stuff.
Oh my gosh, that's huge. And I must say that as I was reading the pages of your book, the feelings that you were having about yourself and the conversations that you were having with your husband and how it all came back to that self-worth piece, I did see myself in those pages. I did relate to that. And so then when you move through with some of those, because throughout the book, you give writing prompts. And number one, I love the writing prompt questions. I love that you're like, set a timer for 5 minutes. This doesn't have to be this huge emotional ordeal. It can be here, let's just do a, you know, like a hit version of a
yeah, a little taster
of an emotional writing workout.
Oh, I'm sorry, cutting you off, Becky. But Becky and I, and this one was for, it's recommended to do with someone you trust. So not a book group, but someone, I would say a soul group.
Yeah.
But Becky and I mentioned we should, no shooting, uh-huh. but you, that we put that on our commitment list to do. But go on, Becky.
Oh, I'm that's awesome. Interject.
Yeah. Well, what I was going to say was that, you know, sometimes, and I've read a lot of self-help books, you know, I've read so many books throughout the years. And sometimes, when you hear the advice and you hear the techniques, it feels like so far removed from what I would be personally capable of. And I'm like, well, that's easy for you right. to say. You have this successful business and you've done all these things and now probably you're so successful you can reach these physical goals and emotional goals because you have all access to, you know, to tools that maybe I'm not exposed to. So what I appreciated about, again, getting back to the story and making it feel real is, you know, we're learning that we are not so far removed from a solution. We are capable if we are able to dig in to the deeper part of ourselves. So
exactly
bringing
exactly yeah, accessible yeah. to everybody. It doesn't matter who you are. And just moving back to the current project, we are offering, you know, not only my way, but 25 ways to do exactly what you just said. What a gift. I feel so honored to be in their presence and to be a part of something bigger like that. Thank you for describing it in such a perfect way. I wanted you to have access and for you to feel like, oh, this is okay, right? And you just, you see that yeah. in somebody's, or hear it in their voice or see it in their eyes, like that hope, like I can do this.
Right. It changes the game. It changes. It feels like the playing field is a little more
exactly.
level.
I love it. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Now I've read, you know, I did, you know, downloaded samples of your other ones, but something piqued my interest and I don't know where I got it from.
Okay. So, I might know.
That's just me. And I wrote it down. I just snipped it out and I go, I love this. It goes, I feng shui my soul to clear space in me by moving the energy. I love that statement. I love that statement because it's such a great visual. And
well, I put I write to feng shui my soul. I've written that so many times. I wouldn't even be able to tell you which one it's in.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I think I saw better. That tagline on your yes. website as well.
Well,
I figured out
great. Early on that just like physical decluttering, there was a very real energetic shift when I wrote out my crap and I just got it all out of me, you know, and moved those thoughts and beliefs and feelings and emotions out onto the paper. Sometimes I would read what I wrote and I would think to myself, do you really think that? You know, and it's like this little window into your own soul. But honestly, you guys know, because if you've done any actual decluttering, you know, if you've managed to even like do your purse one of these days in the past, you'll know, like you can breathe better. You can literally move better, breathe better, think better. And that's how writing is for me on the inside.
So I love that description. That really resonated with me. I love that a lot. So that's why I wanted to make sure I pointed that one out. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
Right. So getting back to your current book, Laura. Okay. So you've got all of these contributors. So are any of these contributors connected to one another? Like you said, you had connected with them through classes that they had taken from you, or let's talk a little bit about how you found all these contributors.
Yeah. So when I ran to my computer that day on March 20th, I was typing a note in a group that I hold for a class that I teach. It's called Intuitive Writing and Speaking for Healer Entrepreneurs. And so 17 of the authors, the female authors that are a part of this book are from that class. And some of them knew each other from the the class they were in. Some of them knew each other because they had been in a prior class and in that Facebook group, you know, so I had been developing an energy and a group of women who had been doing this work together for, I've been teaching this class for 4 years now. And so, that part was absolutely magical. And then I knew I wanted 25 chapters, right? So after I got my 17, I kind of crept out of the group a little and I reached out to some people I knew. Maybe they weren't in that class before, but I just said, hey, you know, would you like to write a chapter? And I got all of those yeses pretty darn fast. So as a group, though, none of them, you know, none of them are neighbors. None of them really knew each other that well. And they have now since gotten to know each other, started individual collaborations with each other. I'm telling you, the magic that's coming from this has been pretty cool.
I can't get over how quickly it all came together and how they were able, you know, to get that many people to coordinate and contribute in such a short amount of time is really incredible, don't you think? I mean, did they have content kind of at the ready, or did some of them?
I keep pinching myself, honestly, for the last 5 or 6 weeks. I'm like, wow, how does this even happen? You know, it really speaks to their integrity and compassion and their just to what this whole thing was, right? To not only to gather the people, but then to get them to deliver their chapter on time so that we could actually publish. I mean, you know, yeah.
Well, but that just says a lot about you, Laura, for holding the space. You created an environment that you've been working on this platform for a while. So you already created the right environment. And so they, as most, they're all healers. So we're, healers like to help, so they would never want to let you down.
Yeah, or let themselves down, or let the group down. All of it. Yes, to all of that. And yes. I coached them through the writing. You know, you asked about that a little bit. I really wanted that personal story, and I wasn't gonna let them get away with a chapter just on teaching their tool. They are all masters at that, and they do it very well. So the part about sharing their authentic story was the harder part for most of those authors.
But yes, that was the best part.
I'm so glad you said that.
But that is, because that makes it real. That's where the connection, the human connection. Yeah, we can see the things. You can go to the link. Then you're just seeing a one linear layer. When you actually delve into their story, you can actually then feel and then learn from that.
It's the energy, the love, the gratitude, the authenticity, all of the energy has been palpable. And I know, I was going to say, I hope it is for the reader, but I already know it has been. We've had so many wonderful words, 45 reviews up on Amazon already in the short amount of time is really badass.
So it was just last week, Friday, right?
I think that, you know, these days I'm like, what day is it? I have no idea. But yes, it was just last week. Oh my gosh. Yes.
So that was, well, for us, that would have been, that was the 30th, 29th, whatever. The first, May 1st. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
May
1st, yes. Right? Yes.
Mayday.
Mayday. We've had a launch team working to help us. And, you know, part of what I do is do that part right so that we get that word out into the world in a great way. And so, yes, I'm going to say a thank you to all of the team that were helping us do a soft launch before we even got it out loud into the world on our launch day.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. Well, let's talk about a few of the chapters. What did highlight some of those?
Oh man, where to begin?
Where to start? I know I was like, that's kind of a loaded question, but we're just
there. You know, one of the moments I had with this book was like, oh my gosh, how do I order this? And like, chicken or the egg, mind, body, or soul? Like, where do you, right? Everything is integrated. Do I want to try to put this in any kind of order? And then I found myself feeling very stuck and like getting into my perfectionism, nonsense. And so I thought to myself, all right, I'm going to go as foundational as I can in terms of what you need to do with your mind And the first chapter on consciousness, I asked a good healer friend of mine, Lisa, and I said, Lisa, what do you think? Would you be the one to tackle this huge topic, you know, in one chapter? And like, you get 2,500 words, girl, go for it, you know? Exactly. Yeah, no exactly. Pressure. But that was so beautiful about all of the authors. They're all writing a chapter that could be an entire book, you know? And
absolutely.
Or
I hope so. I hope so. Yes.
Right. That was a spark.
It was definitely. So consciousness is basically, you know, getting people to understand how they are being in the world, how they are being an observer of their thoughts and their feelings, and going at life from a very awake, aware perspective, right? So that's just, that's easy for me. Like, okay, chapter one, let's go, let's talk about it, you know? But we hit on things like, again, foundationally, breath work. So the thing, yes, then the fun thing about that is I'm pretty sure all 25 of us have the word breathe in our chapters over and over again, you know, so you know how important it is. So Karen Tasto wrote a chapter about breath work for us from her Reiki / yoga perspective. So that was beautiful.
And a lot of them have journaling, you know, going through that. That was a key component, breathing, journaling.
That is why I made my chapter on therapeutic writing and journaling the second chapter, because I wanted people to read that before they got going too much in the book. You know, so they would have their notebook next to them, and they could start to write things down, ideas, feelings. Yes, exactly.
So it was a progression that way. So
a little bit.
Because you're sitting, learning breathing, then you bring up then bring the writing, so you're building
so you're making me think of the intuition chapters, Tina Saraki and then Alice Langholt. They both actually, again, intuition is a word most likely you'll find in every single chapter, because we want you guys to understand the connection to your own inner wisdom and inner power to be your own healer. And, you know, understanding the way that you feel your body, body awareness by Raylan Sandin, foundational chapter. You have to understand how to feel your body to do the rest of the healing work as well. Oh my gosh, such powerful, powerful words, stories, and tools in this book.
When you think about body awareness, you know, we all say, well, yeah, we can recognize what nervousness feels like. We can recognize some basic feelings. But in reality, when you really start checking in, or maybe this is just me, I realize that I am a little more disconnected from my body than I care to admit. And so when you really do check in at these levels that you're discussing, it's really a different sensation.
Yes, I would. Would you agree? Probably, we could sit here for another 3 hours on this one, right? My joke on this is I don't like to use the M word for meditation, because people think I mean that they need to sit on a pillow with their legs crossed and chanting Om for an hour. But honestly, and while that is all super awesome, body awareness, I use that term more than I use meditation. Body awareness kinds of meditation, it's more profound, because if I can get you in your body to feel, then I can get you connected with that powerful intuition. And we grew up being taught not to feel. We grew up being taught, don't cry. We've been, you know, get up, you're fine. Ever hear that one? You know? And so here we are as adults, not doing that very well, right? And being in our thinking mind, in our problem solving minds so much during the day that we kind of forgot that we have anything from the neck down. And so that can be a problem after a while.
Absolutely, it can be. And what So when you bring that up, I think back again to your previous book, is that body awareness and really sinking into that feeling has a lot to do with our emotional healing. There's that
feeling is healing. So if you can master being in your body, you can master your own healing. That's a bold statement, but it's true. And all the magic happens there in that presence, that practice that you do every day about feeling and feeling everything. Because, every emotion has a physiology, a chemistry, a physiology inside of you. If you hang out in anxiety and worry and things like anger and frustration all day, that's doing something to you on the insides of you physically. And not doing something not so great, right? So there's some good alternatives like love and gratitude and joy and generosity and appreciation. Oh, feel the difference between the second list and the first list that I made? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. One exercise that you did that I thought was really nice, it was in your previous book. It was having a piece of paper with hell yes with an exclamation point and the hell no with an exclamation point.
That's what Becky, you say that to me all the time when I don't know what to do.
I do. But what I liked about your exercise, Laura, that it wasn't like, give me a list of the things that make you say hell yes. It was, give me a list of what hell yes feels like in the body. So that exercise created awareness. And I was like, yes, that is it. I don't need a list of things to do. I need a list of awareness of things that I'm
feeling. That's so brilliant. Yeah, it's a profound exercise. Changed my game in a huge way. I had a coach once upon a time who helped me understand the literal feeling in my body of my intuitional messages. And that list that you're talking about, that exercise, was part of how I started to figure it out. The biggest game changer on that one, I hope you guys go find that one. That's in Brave Healing. That exercise is worth the whole book purchase. Seriously, I think, honestly.
Oh, it was great. I was like, ta-da, this is, yes, it's about the feeling, not about the list of my to-dos.
And that's one thing, too, about both books or all your books that I've, did snippets about in reading, is that you're always, you always find a gold nugget that you didn't know, or it's spinned a different way that goes, oh, now I understand at another level. That's the thing, the beauty of having a whole bunch of contributors and then your other books too, is you always find, that's what I like to read a lot. You always find something from someone. And I appreciate that. And I know when you're summarizing up the Ultimate Guide to Self-Healing Techniques, at the end you were summarizing you feel better. You want to find someone that jives with you, vibes. You know, yes. You use the word vibes, that resonates with you to help you down.
Right now we're at home and we're having to do a lot on our own that we never thought we would have to do before. Right. Yes, it is.
Which is good. It's really
definitely
good.
It's empowering. Right. And that's the thing with going to a level where you might have somebody help you, is that person, if you guys are really vibing, that's that word that I use, you will feel consistently empowered. You won't feel disempowered like the person has to fix you and you now can't do it yourself. You'll feel more empowered. And that's the key there.
Mm. Oh, I like that. That was very insightful for me right now. Thank you. I needed that one. Thank you, Laura.
The mark of a true healer seriously sits right in that sentence about, are you feeling more empowered by working with them and eventually less reliant on their guidance? Yeah.
Right. I think, I started out years ago as a body worker. I really thought that my goal was to not have many, many long-term clients. It was really my goal to provide a space to help them educate themselves and empower themselves so they didn't need me as much.
That's exactly it. It's this kind of a, where there's a balance between things here. You know, the best healers have healers, the best coaches have coaches. So we all have guides to bring a, you know, we're all evolving together, in other words, you know? What you just said, if we're able to empower people to do some of that work on their own and they're able to make their own discoveries and do their own healing, then I think we are really doing it right. Yeah, I agree.
That's why I love this book. It's giving people tools and say, hey, you know, I might not be saying in the right words. Maybe somebody here can say it another way and it really resonates, and you can go further into something else. You know, this might not be the, I can do a lot of techniques. I've taken a lot of classes, but do I need to do all those? No. In the past, when I first started, I can do this, I can do that, I can, but really what do I enjoy doing? But knowing that, I can say, hey, here's a place, try this. This might resonate. This is maybe where you're at. And I think sometimes people get really, they're scared. I know where clients get scared that they can't go try something else. It's important to try different
things. It is. I have one comment about that I hope helps some people. Sometimes we'll try something and we'll come up against feeling a lot of resistance, and it's just, ooh, it's rubbing us a certain way, and we're ready to give it up and move on to something else pretty quick. But what I wanted to say about that is that sometimes, maybe most all the time, your resistance is showing you exactly where you need to pause and stay a while. Yep.
Yeah, the contrast, what I usually don't like.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Yeah, that's where you need to sink. You got in it. Just a little bit.
So what annoys me.
Yes, exactly. Me, right? Big, big opportunities there for massive healing if you're willing, you know?
Exactly. And it's okay if you're not right now, but right now is a great time, literally. We have the space. Is there anything else, Laura, that you wanted to touch on that we didn't touch on that you or just your wholehearted wanted to say that we might have missed?
I think if I could give you guys just one more message about all of this and something that's really kind of part of why I do everything is I want people to know you were born so you are worthy. And your message, it matters. So what if the thing you're still a little afraid to share is exactly what someone needs to hear to either change or even save their life? It really is time to be brave right now.
That's wonderful.
That's powerful.
So your classes, I'm just going to see so I can paint a picture in my mind. Your classes, are they all virtual?
Of course, yeah. Right now, everything is online. And I am doing, you know, I'm up to a lot of different things. People can find everything at bravehealer.com. And right in the middle of the book launch and this special stuff we're doing in the group on Facebook with the readers and launchers and all of that. I don't even know what to say about that right now in terms of my, you know, everything is virtual right now. Yeah.
Right. Well, it is. Oh, speak about that. I'm glad you brought that up. Speak about
I feel like now this is really when I do feel like the saleswoman, and there's more, you know, like, but there really
that's
is.
Okay. That's okay.
There really is more. So honestly, thanks to all of the authors, we have a very special private Facebook group where live training in all of these modalities is going to go down through June. And so you're going to want to get a copy of your book because claiming your bonuses right now means you get access to the private group. We're having a big Cinco de Mayo party tomorrow night with all the authors. We're going to have Q&A and trainings, and honestly worth thousands of dollars what you can get in that group if you help us launch the book this week. So thank you.
That is, now is that offer available both through the Kindle versus the hard copy?
Yeah.
Does that apply to both? Yay, because you know, I love Kindle right now and I'm finding that a hard copy, which I would also, I intend to get a hard copy of your latest book as well, but I'm finding that it's just so simple to download the Kindle edition, and like it said, there are links to each of the author, you know, there's links with embedded within the Kindle edition that would lead you to a video,
yes,
a demonstration.
It's
perhaps,
so many resources, website. Y'all. So that Kindle version exactly will link you up to every single author in ways you can't even know right now. So, yeah, so definitely.
Wow.
Thank you. Yeah, of course. All of the bonuses are for either version. Ebook or paperback.
Okay. Oh, that is fantastic. Well, Laura, we so appreciate you taking time out of your extremely busy schedule between your podcast and your blog and your and the coaching.
Book launch.
Yeah, I mean, you just have a lot going on. So we really appreciate you.
My pleasure. You ladies are awesome.
With us. Well, you are awesome as well. And again, one more time, Laura, the name of your latest
book. The Ultimate Guide to Self-Healing Techniques, 25 Home Practices and Tools for Peak Holistic Health and Wellness.
I love it. And they can get that at Amazon. And
I have a link on this podcast, so you can just click.
Great.
Just click.
Just click and learn. So again, Laura, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. And if anybody has any messages, you are welcome to share them with us at pathsofempowerment@gmail.com. And feel free to check out Laura's website. It's bravehealer.com.
Yes,
is that correct? All right. Absolutely. So again, thank you for joining us. Love and peace to everyone, and have a wonderful
day. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.